This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Continuing our journey in the previous few ahadith, in looking at how to treat certain individuals well, whether it be the orphans, the children, and today's hadith continues the theme of treating people well. How we treat the guests that enter one's home, the concept of hospitality. We find there are many practices, even in Ayyam al-Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic times, that we find Arab practices and customs that we find that were dominant or well known or highly respected. And this is a side point, should be a lesson to some of us, that we think that sometimes certain practices inside our culture or our countries are totally un-Islamic. Sometimes they have a precedence that exists inside the Quran and the Sunnah, but the way that they perform it begins to deviate at times. And as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to reform these individuals, to take the best of their characteristics and their behaviors, and to make it to become even better. Thus you find khiyarikum fil jahiliyyah, khiyarikum fil Islam idha faqihu. The best of you in jahiliyyah will be the best of you inside al-Islam, if they understand the teachings of al-Islam. As we mentioned last week, la fadla li arabi ala ajami. There's no virtue for an Arab over a non-Arab, or non-Arab over an Arab, or a black individual over a white individual. The only virtue is taqwa Allah, is a consciousness, devotion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus you find that deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast, very widespread, that people from different nations and tribes and languages have entered into Islam, seen the beauty of Islam, upheld the beauty of Islam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he took these individuals, and whereby they had these habits which may be un-Islamic practices, he refined them. He taught them how to drink, how to eat, how to urinate, how to live their lives. He said to, if I'm not mistaken, Abdullah bin Abbas, Ya Ghulam, Sambillah, when you come to eat your food, because they would just pounce at the platter, eat at the food, snatch at the food. So he grabbed him by the hand and said to him that when you eat, firstly say the name of Allah, and then eat from that which is in front of you. Don't spread your hands around, eat the food directly in front of you. Likewise, when you drink water, to squat down and to drink, to sit down and to eat, don't recline and eat. And some of us, we're all familiar, these are all actions of sunnah which are highly recommended. Person doesn't become judgmental towards another individual. But a person has hubbu sunnah, love of the sunnah, to carry out these actions as best as they can, whenever they can, inside their life. Not that we become a people that when the Western world or medics tell us that it's good to sit down and drink water, it's good to sit down to squat and to urinate, when the Western world tells us, when medics tell us, then we quickly run towards the sunnah. We develop it inside our lives. When the Prophet alayhi salam centuries ago advised us, these are practices, that when you eat, there's three parts of your stomach. One third for your food, one third for your drink, and a third for you to breathe. Don't eat or drink beyond that. Because we find in certain wordings and narrations, even though some of the ulama hadith classified them as weak, but the meaning is true. Whoever eats a lot becomes a lazy individual. Whoever becomes lazy becomes ghafil, becomes heedless. Whoever becomes heedless begins to come closer and closer to the hellfire. So we find that the warnings are there. An authentic hadith inside Sahih Bukhari that we find, obesity will become rampant, is amongst the minor signs of their judgment that we find. All this has been prophesied and mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why today's hadith, الضيافة ثلاثة أيام, الضيافة, to be hospitable, to take care of your guests, is for 3 days and 3 nights. وَجَائِزَتُهُ يَوْمٌ وَلَيْلًا. And the peak element of this, as we're going to discuss, is 1 day, 1 night. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لِرَجُلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَنْ يُقِيمَ عِنْدَ أَخِي حَتَّى يُؤْثِمَهُ. And a person should not go beyond that to begin to harm or begin to harm his brother. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَكَيْفَ يُؤْثِمُهُ. How can a person harm their brother? if they become a guest to that individual. قَالَ يُقِيمُ عِنْدَهُ وَلَا شَيْءٍ وَلَا شَيْءٍ لَهُ يَقْرِيهِ بِهِ. He stays beyond the limitation, and this person doesn't have anything else to entertain that individual with. Doesn't have no more food or drink, doesn't have the ability to do so. Here we find وَجَائِزَةُ يَوْمْ وَلَيْلَ. The peak of goodness, hospitality, is one day and one night. Ulama of hadith begin to discuss, what does this mean? After mentioning الضِّيَافَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَيَّامٍ, to take care of your guests for 3 days. بَعْدٌ قَالُوا عَلَىٰ أَقَلْ شَيْءٍ. At least the person should take care of the guest for 1 day or 1 night. Ibn Hajar Asqalani, Sahib al-Shar al-Sahih Bukhari, mentions that this part of the hadith, to take care of the person 1 day and 1 night, means when you've completed looking after your guest for 3 days, then you prepare food and drink for that individual for a day and night, and then you send them off. That's what Ibn Hajar Asqalani says. As for many of us, maybe get rid of this individual. 3 days are over, that's it. He said the meaning of this was ja'izatu yawm wa layla, the peak of it, the highest element of hospitality is when you finish 3 days, you prepare them for another day and night, and then you send them off. You take care of this individual. And that's what we find that the Quran speaks about guests and hospitality that we find. The peak element of showing goodness and kindness, if we read Qissatu Ibrahim alayhi salam, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abul Anbiya, the father of the prophets that we find. Many of the practices that we follow inside Islam, they go back to the rights and regulations that were given to Ibrahim alayhi salam. The statements or the actions that he carried out. That's what you find when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned towards the end of the first juz of the Baqarah that we find. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam with certain kalimat. وَقَدْ أُسِّرَ الْكَلِمَاتِ هُنَا بِمَعْنَى الْأَوَامِرِ. He was given certain obligations. Certain commandments were given to him. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. He completed every single commandment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to him. Fulfilled it all. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. I'm going to make you now an imam for people to follow. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَهِيمُ. Follow the way of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. So here we find hospitality by Abu al-Anbiya, by Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَمَا لَبِثَ أَنْ جَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ حَنِيذٍ. He hastened, not delay, except for he came with a roasted calf. Ulama al-Lugha begin to mention mashri'un al-hijara, whether it's to be cooked on coal or on rocks, or we find al-mahma fi hufra, or put in a pit and slowly cooked, that we find an Arab custom, and then brought forth towards the guest. In other places inside the Quran it mentions wanabbi'hum and dayfi Ibrahim inside Surah al-Hijr, another long discussion. Inform them about the guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inside Surah al-Dhariyat we find a long discussion begins to take place about Ibrahim alayhi salam and his guests. Hal ataka hadith dayf Ibrahim al-Mukrameen. Has not come to you the news of the generous guests, or the guests that came, noble guests that came to Ibrahim alayhi salam? Iddakhalu alayhi faqalu salama. They entered upon him, he gave them the greetings, or they gave him the greetings of salam. Qala salamun qawmun munkarun. He said, peace be upon you, a people who is unknown. Unknown people you are to me. Your condition and the way that you look. But he responded to the salam to these individuals. Faragha ila ahlihi faja'a bi'ijlin sameen. He returned back to his family, and on this occasion the Quran mentions different kalima, different, when he came with a prime calf, a nice calf, he came and presented it to his guests. فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِ قَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. He presented it to them and he said, why don't you eat? What was so strange about these individuals that we find out before that? Imam al-Shanqiti, Sahib Adwa'ul Bayan, a famous book of Tafsir, Al-Quran bil-Quran, that we find. He mentions Adabu Diyafa. Based upon these verses, it begins to discuss what are the etiquettes of showing hospitality or towards your guest who comes to you. First we find he mentions to hasten to bring food for them. فَمَا لَبِثَ أَنْ جَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ حَنِيثٍ. فَمَا لَبِثَ, he didn't hasten. He didn't ask them, He didn't think about it. He quickly rushed after, greeted them, to go and prepare something for them. Then فَجَاءَ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا عِنْدَهُ. Then he brought the best of what was with him. Didn't bring something which is left over or something else. He brought the best food to present towards his individuals. تَقْرِيبُ الطَّعَامِ إِلَى الضَّيْفِ. Then he presented the food to them. Islam tells us that this is the way that we live. تَقْرِيبُ الطَّعَامِ. To present the food in front of, because naturally there'll be an element of shyness. If you place the food away and take to the person, come to the other room or come and eat. Present the food directly in front of them. مُلَاتَتَفُ بِالْكَلَامِ يَنِي بِغَايَةِ الرِّفْقِ. Then to ask them in a gentle manner, أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Why don't you eat? Is there any reason your people on a journey come from far away? What is the reason that you don't want to eat this food that we prepared and presented in front of you? And that's if we study the context of these ayat. We find that these guests, these noble guests that we find, they were none other than al-malaika, the angels that came. قال إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم مجرمين. We are angels who've been sent to a criminal people. The followers of Lut, or the people of Lut alayhi salam that we find. Why were these angels, these noble, these beautiful angels sent down upon these people that we find in Surah Hud, that we find 11th chapter of the Quran? Another discussion begins to take place about the coming of these angels. Inna ursilna ila qawmi Lut. We've been sent to the people of Lut. What was it that the people of Lut that they were doing? Imam Ibn Kathir inside his Qasas al-Anbiya lists all the crimes. Robbing, stealing, being rude, harming people. And we find the most evil of sins that we find these people are carrying out. The action of bringing the shahwa, the desires upon men rather than women. وَلَا تُخْزُونِي فِي ضَيْفِي. Don't really disgrace me regarding my guests. So the guests were beautiful angels who came. When the people heard about these beautiful young men have come to be guests of Ibrahim, they wanted to come and to take these individuals. أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلُ رَشِيدٍ. Is there not a straight intellectual individual amongst you who has a right sense of mind, that what is this evil action that you're doing? That you try to fulfill your desires with men rather than women? وَإِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ مَا نُرِيدٍ. You know what we want. You know why we've come here for. You know what we're asking for. We want to take these guests by force. You know, if you study the Quran in great detail, some of us, we shy away. We think, you know, why should we highlight what our belief is? Quran is explicit. قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوا آلَ لُوتٍ مِنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ. Get rid of the people of Lut. إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ. They want to be pure people. You know, in the 21st century, in the modern world, same cliche, same manhaj, same mentality. Get rid of people who want to live a pure life, who want to live a good life. Get rid of these individuals. We want to do our fawahish, our evil actions, and then we want to justify to the world. We want to justify to the world that there's nothing wrong with what we're doing. أَخْرِجُوا عَلَى لُوتٍ مِنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ. Get rid of these individuals. Our request is to our Christian counterparts to read the story of Lut, or what they call Lot, in the book of Genesis inside the Bible. Read about the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Read about these cities, what the Mufassirin of the Injil, what people explain the Bible, ulama in the home, clerics with them, rabbis with them, how they explained who were the people that were punished and what was the crime that they did. Al-Bahr al-Mayyit, the Dead Sea, at the moment. What is Al-Bahr al-Mayyit? What is the essence? Read the Quran in great detail, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them, or sent the angel to take them from underneath, and to turn the whole of the space, the earth, over them, to leave a sign for the rest of mankind. These people, they go there to take the mud, to take the oil, to say that it's a form of beauty, of good health. أَمَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ الْمُسْلِمِ لَا يَدْخُلْ فِي هَذِي الْأَمَاكِنِ. But a Muslim doesn't enter into these environments. إِلَّا بَاكِيًا. Except for weeping, except for reflecting. لِلْعِبْرَةِ. That's what the Muslim is. When a Muslim sees vice, sees sins. Even when you see the clouds, you see the rain, you see the thunder. What does a Muslim think? The Prophet ﷺ hadith, you say Muslim became over anxious, became worried that what could happen? The punishment of Allah is coming. مَنْ لَمْ يُقْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنْ مُحَمَّدْ وَلَا مِنْ إِبْرَهِيمُ عَلَيْهِمَ السَّلَامُ. Whoever, returning back to the mawdu, whoever doesn't take care of their guests, is it from amongst the followers of Muhammad or from the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam? And as we mentioned, Abu al-Anbiya, the leader, the father of the prophets, he prayed for the sending of Muhammad alayhi salam, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, to come amongst his people. That's why there's many similarities they share. And that's the Prophet alayhi salam, he mentioned, three times he mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. The Prophet in his hadith, hadith number 15 or so, the collection of Imam Nawawi's 42 ahadith that we find. Read the shart of this hadith. Jawami'ul Kalim that we find, concise words given to the Prophet. Read Jami'ul Ulumi wal Hikam of Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali in two volumes. Some volumes print in one volume. Explain the basic hadith about how Muslim is. You know, at the moment, this world is a strange world. You find HND diplomas, degrees about hospitality, how to take care of people, how to look after people. The world is strange. You don't need a degree. You just need basic words. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Whoever believes in Allah the last day. Thus you find that al-Iman isn't bit-tamanni, just by hope, just by kalam, but by speech. This is what this Muslim ummah is suffering from at the moment. It's just speech that we believe in on the tip of our tongue. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let them do carry out certain actions. This is what the Quran always preaches. Al-Iman, to have belief, to have ilm, and likewise to carry out action. Most of us we know so many things. What is the problem that's being stagnant? Even in affairs of belief that we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ. Descends in the last third of every single night. Is the one who's seeking forgiveness, I may forgive that individual. Is the one seeking tawbah, I may pardon that individual. All of us, we know that. فَمَا وَفَعِدَةُ هَذِي الْإِلْمِ. هَذَا الْعِلْمِ. What's the benefit of this knowledge? What is the benefit of knowledge? إِذَا مَا تَقُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ مَا تُسَلِّي بِاللَّيْلِ وَلَا تَدْعُو بِاللَّيْلِ وَلَا تَسْأَلْ بِاللَّيْلِ. What's the benefit of this knowledge? You just know this knowledge, but you don't call upon Allah in the night. You don't make dua. You don't call upon Him. All of us, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. Maybe there may be some ta'wilat. People of deviate have their ta'wilat. وَلَا أَقَلْ. They all agree that Allah is there. مُسْتَجَابُ الدَّعْوَاتِ. Listen to the dua, but why? Why? This knowledge, what does it do? نَعْرِفْ أَنَّ هَذَا حَلَال وَحَرَامُ. We know this is halal, we know this is haram. لِمَاذَا لَا نَجْشَبِلْ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ. Why don't we stay away from haram? قِلَّةُ الْيَقِينِ قِلَّةُ الْإِيمَانِ بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. A lack of conviction, belief inside the last day. صَلَاتُ الْفَجْرِ صَلَاتُ الْعِشَى that we find. Whoever comes for Fajr, whoever comes for Isha, فَشْهَدْ لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Testify for Iman for that individual. Testify Iman for that individual. We're Muslim Ummah, that we're bleeding, we're suffering, that we find, but some of us we find is trivial. مَا أَقُولْ مَرَّ فِي شَهْر. Once in a month or once in a week. مُمْكِنْ قَدْ يَتْأَخَرْ. We find يَوْمِيًا إِسْتِمْرَارِيًا. Every single day. Every single day. Fajr is gone by, I'm not praying it inside the masjid. Every other day Isha has gone by, not praying it inside the masjid. لِمَاذَا. For what purpose? ضَعْفُ iman, weakness of iman. But strength of the dunya. Strength of the dunya, that you find something of the dunya, we hasten towards it. وَلِهَذَا كَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرْ عِنْدَ الْأَذَانِ. What does Allahu Akbar mean? What does it mean? Allah is greater than everything. مِنْ أَوْلَادِكْ وَمِنْ أَهْلِكْ. From your family, your children, your work, your career, everything. لَمَّا تَسْمَعَ النِّدَاءَ تَتْرُكُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Leave everything. That's what it means. Leave every, if you don't leave everything, you believe something else is greater than Allah. Just like you leave your shoes at the edge of the door. What is underneath your shoes? Adna shay, ad-dunya. What's left is just the dunya underneath your shoes. That's all that's left outside there, outside the masjid. That's the value of the dunya. Lamma tadkhul fil masjid, lamma tadkhul fil salah. Ma tadkhul fil salah anta tafakkir hawla ad-dunya. Don't enter into salah and think about the dunya. Turattib hayatak. Organize your life, your structure inside salah. I'm going to do this after salah. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Adilaysa salah. That's not salah. That's not prayer. That's not prayer at all. قَدَ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Successful are the believers who, when they come to salah, خَاشِعُونَ. Submissive individuals, observant individuals. That's what salah is. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. As salah takes you away from al-fawahish, takes you away from munkar. That's what iman is. Al-amal. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. بِمَعْنَى أَوْ فِي بَعْضِ الرِّوَايَاتِ يَسْكُتْ. Speak good or remain silent. That's what life is. Speak good. If not, remain silent. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ. You believe in Allah on the last day, then take care of your neighbor. Don't harm your neighbor. Numerous ahadith Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali begins to quote that you find a person begins to harm their neighbor. You find the Prophet kept on repeating later annahu yaskut. The companions mentioned such kalimat. They said, if only you remain quiet. Then he kept on repeating, take care of your neighbor, take care of your neighbor, until we thought eventually the neighbor is going to inherit. That's what Islam is. That the neighbors around us, they should be pleased, they should be happy, they should be content. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let that individual take care of their guest. The final part of the hadith, وَلَا يَحِلُّ لِرَجُلِ مُسْلِمٍ أَنْ يُقِيمَ عِلَّا أَخِي حَتَّى يُؤْثِمَهُ. Person shouldn't remain with their brother till eventually begin to harm their brother. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, كَيْفَ يُؤْثِمُهُ. How does a person begin to harm their brother? قَالَ يُقِيمُ عِنْدَهُ وَلَا شَيْءَ لَهُ يَقْرِيهِ بِهِ. Stays with that individual beyond the 3 days, and a person doesn't have anything to entertain or to take care of that individual. And thus we find that here ulama begin to discuss that likewise a guest shouldn't be too demanding. The guest shouldn't be one that who is requesting, overburdening the individuals, not to cause any inconvenience. That's what we know that in the world that we live in, the environment, it's not the same as some of the Muslim lands that we find that houses are spacious, environment is spacious. That a person needs to understand the concept of guests as well, not to become burdensome upon other individuals. And likewise, we find extremities about guests as well. The modern concept of guests that we find, that people say that person needs to respond to a guest or attend functions of guests that we find. And as we mentioned, that we know so many things. But what is it that we lack inside our lives? Does it mean taking care of the guests, being with guests? The mixing of genders that we find, the mixing of families that we find. Because for the sake of whatever it may be, Islam, as we mentioned, it cuts out those cultural practices which go against the Sharia. It doesn't say cut away from your family members or don't take care of them, but whereby you find that there are certain gatherings of guests whereby they come together, where there's disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find Islam is clear. A mixing of genders, al-ikhtilat, rijal bin nisa, la yajuz in the Sharia. The mixing of genders in general is not allowed inside the Sharia. There may be some exceptions that exist there. These are exceptions, rare exceptions that exist there. That doesn't become the common practice that people begin to develop this inside their life. As we mentioned, that the parameters that we have are the Quran and the Sunnah. That's the Prophet, he always warned the subjects around him. Warn them. Why? For what reason? Even prior to that, the Quran mentioned, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Don't carry out zina, don't commit zina. Don't go towards zina. إِنَّوْ كَانَ فَأَحِشَدًا وَسَأَ السَّبِيلًا. The New York Times recently done an article about work ethics and behavior. Quite surprising it is that we will marvel at that. We will reflect upon that. They wrote that men shouldn't mix with strange women, shouldn't have dinner with them, should have private appointments with them, should sit in an open gathering with them. This is the New York Times writing about their financial industry, that they're going to clamp down. This is their conviction. They're not Muslims. They've seen the threat, they've seen the dangers. In India at the moment, trains for only women to travel upon. For what reason? We don't mistrust any individual. But the deen of Allah Ta'ala is there for protection. To remind us, to protect. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالدُّخُولَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Woe upon you to enter amongst a gathering of women. Likewise, you find Al-Hamu al-Maut. The brother-in-law is deaf. In our culture that we find, what is in our culture? Everybody is a brother-in-law, a sister, it's all family union that we find. We don't doubt any individual. But why did the Prophet ﷺ, he use such harsh words? That the brother-in-law is deaf. Because a strange person may just enter and just leave the house. But a close relative has entrance into the house, could come and to go and to leave. So the Prophet ﷺ is warning to be careful, to be vigilant, to protect the honor of the family members that we find. And likewise, we find the other extremity that we find of so-called speakers and Islamic revivalists inside a society that we find. Burdening people, excessive requirements that we find, lavish lifestyles, burdening, that we find extortion, monetary gains for people for collections of money, for lecturing, for asking for certain things, going beyond limits. It's no exaggeration at times, going to thousands of pounds for what? Hala deen Allah. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person needs to take, ulama discuss a meager amount, if a person needs to take a certain amount to help them to get by, as they say, even though in the Quran is a great discussion in the fuqah about whether a person take ujra, a person should take reward for teaching the Quran. Great discussion begins to take place. Many of them say, classify it's haram to take money for the Quran, even though it's allowed at the end of the discussion, but it's showing the intensity that a person should, their life shouldn't revolve around taking money for Islamic practices or making a source of their major source of their income that's become the society around us. And thus we find a simple life, simple results, simple teaching the Prophet ﷺ, to be generous and to be good towards the people around us. And likewise, we shouldn't become shy to display our faith. There's many individuals who share the same concerns that we have, but nobody voices them, nobody comes out. We shouldn't be shy about our faith. We shouldn't be shy about it. We should be full of praise, honor, dignity that we find. But انظر إلى حالنا. Look at the state of us. تقليد الغرب. Racing to imitate the West. If they eat and drink in a certain manner, we need to eat and dress in a certain manner. I'm not saying it's haram, but the point here being, some people, they boast about that. They think it's taqafa, they think it's culture, they think it's refined, they think it's etiquette, they think it's a modern individual. أَمَا صَاحِبُ الدِّينِ يَجْلِسْ وَيَأْكُلْ وَيَشْرَبْ. Person of deen who sits down and eats and drinks with their hand and behaves in that manner. This is a person who's a medieval, ancient individual. كَلَّا وَحَاشَ. This medieval individual is following the person who liberated the medieval dark ages, put nur in the world. That was the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That's what this individual is following. Who are you following inside your lives? Who would you look up in inside your life to think that these individuals living dark ages? Read about the Renaissance period, how in the dark ages they were. Then they found visionary, they found light, they found illumination, then they discovered how to live a life. We knew how to live a life 1400 years ago. We've forgotten how to live that life now. Because we think that the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ are trivial teachings. They have no impact. You find every single thing of the Sunnah, in essence, is mu'jiza. Is a miracle. is a miracle itself, as we began, will entice people. That when a person clings to their faith, holds fast to their faith, holds fast to the sunnah, it attracts people. Attracts them that, why do you behave in such a manner? Why do you dress in a certain manner? Why do you speak in a certain manner? Why do you do certain things in a certain manner? It opens people. Come, Min al-Kufr, how many disbelieving individuals travel through Muslim lands? Ahad al-Ashkhaz lost their wealth, lost their property. No one took him in except for a Muslim individual. Took him into his house. Impoverished individual. Gave him a small amount of food. Waqtu salah adhana. Wabada an yusalli. Qala hadha al-kafir, qabla an dakhla fi al-Islam, before he entered Islam. He said, when I heard the adhan, my heart ripped apart. My heart ripped apart. It ripped inside my chest. When I heard the call of prayer, when I saw this person offering the as-salah, it awoke spiritual awakening. It awoke me. How they cover disbelieving individuals who see these practices. It awakens them. It reminds them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fursa lana al-dhahabiyya, a golden opportunity living inside this world at the moment, living inside such an environment, to awaken people, awaken them. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, remind them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who are lost, people who are searching for spirituality that lies inside the Quran and the Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to best in our conduct of hospitality towards people around us, towards Muslims and non-Muslims and the wider world around us, to make it a source of enrichment, a source of ajr and reward for us inside this dunya, more so inside the akhirah.